It's time for What We Are Into. I've never been a part of this. Telly King filling in for Joe. I'm excited. Live the Web Girl hanging out. Producer Porkchop is here. So we just tell people what we're into.
Yeah, whatever basically you're into right now. If it's a song, a movie, a skin product, a piece of food, whatever it is, okay, you just tell us. And you can also call in 833-563-2539 and tell us what you're into.
Yeah, because we want to know. All right, so I need time to think since I'm new at this. Liv, what are you into?
So, Elliot already knows what I'm into because I've been annoying him all week long.
Oh, this thing? Okay.
Yes, making him watch videos about it. So it's a television show called Nathan For You.
Yes.
And it aired on Comedy Central. It has four seasons, so they don't air anymore, but you can find it on Hulu. And it's this super, super, super dry comedian. And it's basically like a parody of like all of those like TV shows where someone goes around to the business and fixes up the business. Like kind of like Bar Rescue.
Yeah.
Where John Taffer goes to the bars and like helps fix up the bars, whatever. Right. So he does this with all of these like mom and pop shops all over California. But he gives very unorthodox ways of how they can turn their business around and how they can get more business. Here's a clip from the show.
The problem with you is you have great coffee, but just no one knows what this place is.
Correct.
You don't have a brand that people recognize.
Absolutely.
But maybe there's a shortcut to actually having brand recognition using a little something called parody law.
Parody law.
Often used by artists like Weird Al Yankovic and shows like Saturday Night Live, parody law allows you to use trademarks and copyrighted material as long as you're making fun of them. So if Elias could find a way to make fun of Starbucks, he'd be free and clear to borrow their valuable corporate name and image for his store. The plan? Turn the Helio Cafe into the world's first parody Starbucks.
So how do you make that a parody without it, you just not mimicking their brand?
Like the coffees could be dumb grande, dumb venti, dumb frappuccino.
Gotcha.
Okay. I mean, as a whole, the store could just be called dumb Starbucks.
Right. That's okay. I see what you're saying.
But the dumb could be small, so people could come in thinking it's an actual Starbucks.
Yeah, that guy's hilarious.
He is so funny. He's just so dry in his facial expressions. I mean, he's just the best. Go check out that show, Nathan For You. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's a little bit awkward. All right, Porkchop, what are you into?
I'm not really into things for my body, like body care.
Uh-huh. Oh, you don't say.
You don't care for your body? Is that what you're saying?
Kind of, in
he
a way.
He smashes like Twinkies at 10 a.m.
No, I'm talking about like skin care. Like,
okay.
I don't use lotions. I don't have to use like fancy things.
Okay.
But
yeah,
my boyfriend Chase, I noticed in the shower there's this black bar of soap.
Mm.
And I didn't know what it was. I didn't care. So finally, I'm like, what is that?
Yeah.
And he's just like, oh, it's a charcoal face wash. I'm like, oh, okay. He's like, you should use it.
Okay.
And I'm like, I don't know. It's weird. Why? What's it for? So I don't know if you got to look closely into my nose here, Elliot.
All right, let me
but
get
I've got some like dry skin like right here on the side of
my
nose.
Yeah.
So he was telling me if I use this charcoal face wash, because I used to
it'll
just
help
use
your
like
dry skin.
Yeah, I just used to use body wash.
See, I think here's the problem. Here's why you have dry skin, because you're using freaking body wash.
Exactly.
To wash it. So yeah,
so
this
I didn't
bar
know.
Of soap will definitely help you.
Yeah, so I've been using it. You could get it at Bed Bath & Beyond. It's like $6. It's called Biore, like pore penetration or charcoal bar.
Okay.
Yeah, it's
you feel the difference?
Oh yeah, it's fantastic.
Oh yeah.
I highly suggest
you are really into that. All right, I'm gonna check that out. What I'm into, it's kind of like a rediscovery of one of my favorite shows. Like,
oh, I love that.
I love this show like way before streaming was even on. Like, I had the DVDs.
Is it Full House?
It is not.
Oh, okay.
It's a show called Happy Endings. It is on streaming devices now. It's not what it sounds like. but it's hilarious. So it's kind of like Friends, but like a modern day version. It's got
Ooh.
Damon Wayans Jr. in it from New Girl, like
yes.
Alyssa Cuthbert. It's a hilarious show, and you can check it out on Hulu. You guys can call in, let us know what you're into. 833-563-2539. We got Kristen on the phone? Kristen?
That's right, Kristen.
Kristen, what are you into?
So right now, and I've just like newly discovered my love for the color pink.
Into pink?
Yes. So I'm actually, like, I actually stayed up really late last night. I was painting my whole entire bedroom. It's called Princess Pink, and it's the cutest baby pink.
Oh.
I have new, like, flamingo sheets, like, all my bed sheets and my pillowcases are all flamingos now. I ordered, like, some pictures of, like, just flamingos and, like, pink, like, you know, just, like, quotes on, like, pink canvases that are going to go on my walls.
So,
I have so,
Kristen.
So many, like, different pink shirts in my closet.
Kristen, what inspired this?
I'm not really sure. My favorite color used to always just be gray because you could always just put it with any color, like as far as to wear or to decorate with.
Hey, you know
I'm
who?
Not sure.
You know who else is into the color pink right now? Elliot King. He's wearing a pink sweater.
I
and it's fly.